This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there, how are you? I hope you are doing fan-freaking-tastic. Today, we are going to be talking about kind of that question of like when it feels like the world is on fire and we're like, so we're still working? Like, what's happening here? And kind of tips to get through that sort of feeling. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk Learn Grow Thrive podcast, where we talk about all the things career-related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in, as well as over 10 years of experience in. And this is a good time to mention, this podcast does contain adult language. Getting into it here. So I'm sure most of us have had this feeling where it's like, so we're like really working while the world is on fire? Cool, but how, right? And if you look at all of the chaos that has happened, like, I don't know, pick the last 10 years. I mean, shit, since COVID, the last 12 months, like, who knows? And that's like in the world, in our personal lives, like sometimes it's just a lot. And sometimes it feels like the world is on fire, and oftentimes there are literal wildfires or hurricanes and tornadoes and other natural disasters, you know, new viruses, war, political mayhem, you know, laws being passed to isolate certain communities, and so much more chaos. And so how are we supposed to work like everything is okay when it doesn't feel okay? Let's get into some tips here. Number one, remind yourself of what makes you happy or bring you joy. It's really easy to lose sight of what kind of fills our bucket, so to speak, when everything feels overwhelming, but we have to keep that top of mind. Number two, focus on what you can control. The next meeting, the food you're going to have for dinner, Friday night plans, so on and so forth. We can't control a lot of the chaos that happens around us. However, we can focus on what we can control. You know, eating a healthy meal, what we're going to do after work to take care of ourselves, that sort of thing. And number three, create a routine that helps you de-stress. So maybe that's meditation, maybe it's yoga, exercise, taking a nap, journaling, reading your favorite show on Hulu, going out and getting a coffee and just taking a walk around the park. There's so many different things. And obviously, you know what helps you de-stress. Most people feel like, hey, what are your top, you know, five de-stressor activities? So they could probably tell you. If you don't know, explore. Have fun exploring what makes you feel calm. Number four, utilize your support system. Friends, family, therapist. My poor dog ends up being my therapist often. But, you know, I feel like I'm also hers, so there's that. It was one of those things where it's like, you can be my unofficial emotional support dog. And she's like, but you're my emotional support human. I was like, fair enough. For example, case in point, she loves to just sit down next to me and hold my hand. Like, her paw in my hand. It was like, we're just doing this. Oh, okay. And I'll just like read because I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Anyway, number five. No, it's okay to not be okay. I think our society loves to tell us like, everything's okay. You're fine. You're going to be okay. Stay positive, blah, blah, blah. And when things truly are overwhelming and we get to that state where it's like, I am not okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has those times in their lives where it's like, yeah, I'm not okay right now. And that's okay because I am processing, I'm working through it, I'm doing whatever it is I'm supposed to do to get to a better place. And that takes time. So know that too. Don't put stress on yourself. Number six, research. This could go both ways. However, I'll just say it. Oftentimes we are fed false narratives, right? Or, you know, kind of the fear mongering. So research and getting facts and information can sometimes help. Obviously, have the self-awareness enough to know that if it is kind of a rough topic or something that's really challenging, just know sometimes research can do more harm than good. However, I'm personally someone who would rather have facts and data and information versus some clickbaity headline or, you know, whatever BS the news is trying to feed us. You know, sub point 6A, stop watching the news on TV, because why? I mean, do you? But come on. It rarely is helpful. And it also very, very, very rarely provides a full accurate story. Journalism is becoming what feels like a joke, but that's a different rabbit hole we won't go down. Number 7, take a break from the chaos. Turn off social media, turn off the news, hell, turn off your phone. Like, just take a break. It is okay to shut the chaos out for a certain period of time. Obviously, we can't shut out the world entirely. I mean, unless you want to, like, go off grid, and then, you know, by all means, do you, if you can do that. And if you can do that, and that will be what makes you happy, of course. Number 8, do what fills your bucket and minimize what empties it. About once a year, I try and redo my fill and empty bucket list, all right? Because it changes over time, and I sit down and I think about what are the things I do that fill my bucket, meaning give me energy, bring me joy, make me happy. And then on the other side of that, I make a list of what empties that bucket, what makes me feel exhausted, what drains my energy, what makes me feel like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this anymore. So do that if you don't already know, and then focus on what fills and try and minimize what empties. Obviously, if your job is on the side of the list that empties your bucket, but you also need that job to pay your bills, you know, you do what you gotta do, but there are things that can help counterbalance that as well. Number 9, take it day by day, hour by hour if you have to, minute by minute. If you're really feeling overwhelmed, focus on like, okay, what's next? Just the immediate next thing, whatever that is. Or if, you know you have a lot to do today, it's like, okay, what does today look like? Great. And then at the end of that day, look at your calendar for tomorrow. Look at the task you have to do. Okay, what is tomorrow going to look like? If you're in a state of feeling overwhelmed, and I say this from experience, if I look at a full week or a full month worth of things, it just feels like too much when you already feel like whatever's going on is too much, right? So take it step by step. Number 10, reflect. This is big. Take time to journal, talk it out, process your thoughts, process your emotions, tune into yourself. However you do that, everybody is going to be very different here. Take time to reflect. When things are in chaos and feels like there's not a whole lot that you can control and there's overwhelm, just pause. Just pause and reflect. Number 11, know that with the chaos, change usually comes with it, and hopefully positive change, but sometimes it's not. So I say this to say, be prepared. So with chaos will come change. So if you're a person who doesn't like change, just know to expect it. Try and roll with it. Try and embrace it. Because the reality is, the more you fight change, the more chaos and overwhelm it will feel like. So if you're kind of just roll with the punches, and easier said than done, I totally get it. But they usually go hand in hand. Number 12, get organized and create your lists. You know I love me a good list. Oh my gosh, I love lists. To-do lists, grocery lists, errands, all of the lists. Scientifically, once we get things on paper and out of our brain, it allows our brain to stop thinking about the thing, right? If I make a list of everything I have to do today, now my brain can calm down and focus on recording this podcast versus thinking, I have to go to the grocery store. I have to put away the stuff that I use to wash the vehicle. I have to take the trash out. I have to put away the dishes that are drying. No, all of that's on the list. So I can focus and sit down and record this podcast. Whereas if I didn't get it out of my head and on paper or on an app, which isn't for me, but everybody's different, then all those things would still be bouncing around, at least for my brain anyway. Again, everybody's different.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore. See the love.
13, rest. Rest some more and rest again. When things are chaotic and you feel overwhelmed, it is okay to rest more than what is quote unquote normal or usual for you. Number 14, dive into your hobbies. Hobbies that you enjoy, right? So if you do a hobby that you don't like because you feel like you need to, no, that's not what I'm talking about here. Like that will make it worse. Dive into your hobbies that you like, that you enjoy, that make you happy. Maybe you really like to craft. Maybe you really like to make art digitally or with paint or music. Maybe you like to walk and explore new parks. Maybe you like to go to different museums. Like, I don't know what it is for you, but dive into your hobbies that bring you positive energy. Number 15, get lost in a book. I am a huge book nerd. In 2023, the first quarter of the year, so January, February, March, I read 29 books. Like, what? Granted, I was laid off, so I certainly had a lot of time. But, like, what? That is probably not normal. But they were so good! So, dive into a good book. Get lost in it. Books are a great mental escape from the fuckery of the world. 16, go on vacation or a staycation. Now, if your world is chaotic because of financial ruin, it's kind of an intense word, but maybe we skip this one. You know, there are like 20 some tips I'm giving you today, so be smart about it. Don't dig yourself into a deeper hole financially by any means, but if you can, get away. Take your mind off things, enjoy life, enjoy exploring a new place or revisiting a place you've already been that you know you love, and take some time to just decompress. Number 17, check out something new that is local. You don't have to get on a plane or take a long road trip to go have fun. You can explore maybe a new winery, or you want to go to a new art museum or a new botanical garden, whatever. Whatever you want to do. Number 18, eat that frog. Oh gosh, was it Brian Tracy, I believe, has a whole book about this, and I will summarize it for you real quick. Save you a few hours of your life. Basically, eat that frog is doing the biggest, hardest task first at the beginning of the day. So then everything after that, you can just breeze through is kind of the idea there. So if I have to do the dishes, vacuum the floor, dust, and then I also have to create a business plan, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to create the business plan, and then I'm going to breeze through the cleaning, right? So that's obviously like, take that for whatever your task list looks like. That's just a very simplified, condensed version of that idea. So eat the frog. Number 19, find laughter wherever you can find it. Comedy shows, movies, jokes, quotes, memes, friends. When things are chaotic, we have to laugh. Laughing, like literally science tells us laughing is good for us. So find a way to laugh. Number 20, plan out a business idea. It can be really motivating to have a really amazing business idea, and then you start kind of planning it out and having that forward momentum, that progression can help you find hope in what feels like chaos. Number 21, do something creative. Arts, building something, designing something. I'm not super artsy, but I definitely try. And usually it's embarrassing, but it's fine. I'm doing something creative. I'm doing something different. I'm working my brain in a different kind of way. Number 22, set boundaries. Personally, professionally, set boundaries. As humans, we can only take so much. We can only take on so much. We can only handle so much. We can only deal with so much. We can only process so much. And in order to protect our mental health, our emotional stability, our health in general, we have to set boundaries and stick to them. And that is challenging. I will not lie to you, depending on who and what you are setting boundaries with. However, it is so important because you are important. Number 23, self-care. Literally could probably spend hours talking about ways to do self-care because, again, everyone is so, so different. But take care of yourself. Not just like, oh, I'm going to go get a massage for a half hour and then I'm done. Like, did that solve the problem? Do you feel less overwhelmed? Do you feel like the world isn't on fire anymore? And this isn't like a one side, like a one thing and done sort of deal. If you truly are in a state of overwhelm, you could do self-care every day. Those feelings are still going to creep up, but when we focus on doing something for ourselves, something that makes us feel good, something that makes us feel relaxed, that's really important. 24, remind yourself of your why. Why do you do what it is you do? And if you don't know, if you lost sight of your why, figure it out, and maybe some good positive changes might come from that. Number 5, take everything in baby steps. When things feel like a shit show and the world is on fire, we are not trying to run a marathon today. We are trying to get to dinner, right? Baby steps. It is okay to not accomplish and take over the whole damn world in a day. I promise you, baby steps. It is okay. 26, take more breaks, or take the ones that you haven't been taking. Guilty. I am not always the best at getting up and walking around and going for a walk and taking, even if it's just a quick 15-minute break. I am a person, yeah, who gets hangry, so I do eat when the ADHD lets me remember to, because, you know, that's a thing. But yeah, take breaks. Or try and take the ones that you've supposed to have been taking and you just haven't. Even if it's a quick 5 minutes. Even if it's, I'm going to get up from my desk because I work at home and I'm going to go fold laundry. That's not really a break because it's kind of like doing another thing. But it's a break from your computer. It's a break from your day. Ideally, you take a break and actually sit and relax. Or meditate or whatever you want to do. But I think you know what I'm trying to say here. And number 27, collaborate with others. This one has helped me in the past a lot. And I'll be honest, I wasn't sure it would, but I really do feed off of sharing ideas and building on ideas and elaborating on ideas that from others. Rarely, as one single human being can we come up with, create, implement, and deliver the best of the best of the things, right? So collaborating with others, whether it's personal or professional projects, or if it's even just like, hey neighbor, want to sit down and have a drink and talk about ways that we could do self-care, even if it's not self-care together, whatever sort of collaboration or whatever you might feel stuck on. It doesn't have to be at work, but definitely helps at work as well. So hopefully that was helpful, valuable. If you have a topic you want me to cover, reach out, let me know. As you know, if I can, I will help. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to be here, to listen to the show. I really appreciate it. Check out the website, stuffdentist.com, podcast directory, helpful links, all the goodies. You can support the show in many ways, listening, sharing with a friend, monetarily, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. Spotify also has monthly donation subscription options. All the links, of course, are below, and then leaving a rating and or review. You can find me on the socials, stuffdentist13, Instagram and TikTok, and then CareerTalk Podcast on Instagram. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so fantastic and so awesome. I hope you have a beautiful, lovely rest of your day.